Now, I'm not going to talk about faith promise this morning. I'll probably mention it some as we talk, just from personal experiences and whatnot. But I just want to encourage our heart today in the area of just being obedient to God and having faith. You know, I truly find that in a lot of churches nowadays, and even in my own life, I struggle with having faith. You know, we hear it all the time, oh, brother, just have faith, or, you know, God will come through, just be faithful, you know, God's faithful, you need to be faithful, just be faithful. You know that, and we hear the need to be faithful, but it seems like it's a very, very hard thing to do. And for those that want to step out in faith, this morning I want to share with you some things to keep in mind as you step out in faith. And again, this only applies if you're interested in stepping out in faith. In what God asks you to do. If you're not, then this really doesn't apply much to you. But if you're here today and you want to step out in faith and see God do something great in your life and in the life of your church and in the life of this community and in the life of the world, then I encourage you to keep some things in mind, because living by faith, it isn't easy, and it's more than just words. Why live by faith? It's more than that. There's a lot to keep in mind and think about for the person who wants to do something for God. And I'm not sure what all is on your heart this morning, but what is it that God wants to do in and through you this morning? Is He asking you to give more, to go more? Is He asking you to start a ministry maybe this church needs that's on your heart? Is there a need that you see that needs to be met, and perhaps you're the one that needs to meet it? Maybe there's a person you work with or know who needs the gospel, and you're like, well, somebody needs to tell them the gospel. Well, maybe that somebody's you. You know, what is it that God has put on your heart today that you need to do? What's burdening you? And I pray these things will be of help to you. So it's in Mark chapter 4, and we'll start in verse 35 and read toward the end of the chapter there. Mark 4, verse 35. And it says, "In the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and saying to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let's pray. Lord, thank you this morning for your word and for the opportunity to gather here. Lord, thank you for the missions conference this week. And as we wrap it up today, God, I'm excited about what you want to do in my life and the life of those here. And I pray as we get into your word that you'd set me aside and you'd would lift it up and show us, Lord, what it is you've burned our heart for. And you would encourage us and move us out to step out in faith and do what you've asked us to do and not be scared and not be fearful, but to trust you. Well, I pray, if there's someone here today who doesn't know Christ as your Savior, then the first thing that needs to be done is to accept Him. And I pray they would not leave today without that, Lord. And I give you all the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In this story, this is a story that no one's a stranger to, that we've heard before if you've been in church at any length of time. Jesus here, he's teaching the people. Back in the previous verses there, he had a crowd of people around him. He had a group kind of like this right here, and Jesus was teaching the people in parables and whatnot. And they were eager to hear what he had to say, which was rare in those days. They wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. But in verse 35, he says, And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And verse 36 says, And they had sent away the multitude. So Jesus had a good thing going here. If you read this, he had a crowd, and he was teaching. He had a good thing going. But then toward the end of the day here, the Bible says that he decided to send away the multitude. He had a group like this and decided to say, we need to do something different. So he disperses the crowd and says, no, go away, shoot. And he sends them away that he might do something else. And we'll look at that just in a little bit. But the first thing I want us to see this morning was that he was No, willing to send them away to do something else. And, you know, if we're going to be people of faith and move out on things God has told us to do, I must be willing to also, you know, leave people behind that God's work can get done. Now, Jesus left this multitude behind. He had a good thing going. He had a group, a Bible study going on, people interested in the Word He was teaching. But He was willing to leave that behind to go do something else. And we'll look at that something else here in a minute, because that's very, very important. You know, that's a question I've gotten, you know, many, many times as we've set on deputation. You know, we're heading to Zambia, Africa, and as I mentioned before, I'm just a nerdy engineer that worked for the government and then going off to NASA, going off to Africa. That doesn't make sense, and you know, and that's the question I've got really often is, Brian, why do you have to go? Now, why? It doesn't really make sense. You got a good job, got a good house, and you're involved in your local church there. You know, why? Why do you have to give all that up to go around the world? It doesn't make sense. Why are you doing it? There's plenty to do where you're at. You know, if you want to serve God, great, grand, and wonderful, why don't you do it where you're at? There's plenty to do. There's plenty to do in Somerville Baptist Church back at home. Now, there's ministries that need to be started. There's ministries that need to be managed and led and communities that need to be reached. And you can keep giving through Somerville Baptist Church to reach the world. Now, there's plenty that we can do there. Why leave? Why? You know, and the answer that I can give to people who ask that question is the only one I know is that God told me to. You know, when God tells you to do something, what you're currently doing seems to lose its luster. You know, and I encourage you today to listen to what God wants to tell you. And as I mentioned the other night, I would dare to say that God would have us to leave this building today the same way that we came in. That we're not here just to mark off on a checklist. I went to church on Sunday, check. And we leave just like we came in. I dare to say that is not what the Lord wants us to do today. He wants us changed, different, conformed to the image of Christ. And that's through the local church and through your walk with the Lord. But why leave? And it's because God told me to. What's God telling you? And I've had to leave people behind to do what God's asked me to do. Now, I don't say that to form a pity party or something. Oh, how sad. No, yeah, I've had to leave friends, family, people behind that don't want to come with us on what's going on. Hey, you're going to go off and serve God. That's great. I don't want to be part of it. You know, I don't agree with what you're doing. And I'm going to be mad at you. No, I'm leaving them behind. I'm leaving behind people that love us and wish they could come, but can't. You know, if we're going to serve God today, that we can't be so rooted and so grounded where we are that we can't uproot ourselves and be obedient. Does that make sense? I can't be so involved. I can't be so grounded. I can't be so entrenched where I am where I can't serve Him. Now, that's a commitment that Amanda and I made when we got married, was that we'd stay out of debt. Because we know that we wanted to be used of God someday, and we knew that God wanted to use us, and we know that we could not be used of God if we were in debt. And debt entrenches so many people today, and they can't serve God because I'm in debt. But I'm thankful the Lord has helped us to keep that promise, and we're at where we are today because we've worked for it and planned for it and made it possible. And today, I just want to encourage you today, you know, what is it that you might need to leave behind to serve God? What people may be holding you back from making that commitment to God and faith promise, or making that commitment to God to start that ministry at church, or making that commitment to God to go around the world? Are you willing to leave them? You know, just because we're doing it doesn't mean it's easy. And it's not fun. But it's needed. A lot of people today, I really believe the Lord is calling into the ministry, asking them to do more, go farther. But they say no because of their attachments and connections to people. No, I don't want to be one that says, I can't serve God because of so-and-so. Because I've been held back. You know? If you're going to serve God today, you've got to be willing to leave people behind. Leave it behind for Him. So to keep that in mind today. It is worth it. Secondly here, look at verse 36. It says, and when they sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship, and there were also with Him other little ships. And, you know, I like it. I like it a lot of times when we read our Bible, and it seems like we can read it over and over and over again, and then all of a sudden, something just jumps out that you've never seen before. And you're like, where did this come from? It was like it was just added yesterday, and you totally didn't miss it. This is one of those points here where it says at the end of chapter 36, I mean verse 36, and there are also with Him other little ships. I've never noticed that a lot before, and it caught my attention, and I just want to be encouragement to you too, that no, the Lord didn't go to the other side by Himself. He didn't plop into a boat and set sail all alone. He took His disciples with Him, and possibly people in the crowd like this that He dispersed, maybe had a boat there too, and decided that, you know, I want to be where Jesus is, so I'm going to get into a boat and go. But the point being, though, He didn't go by Himself to the other side of the sea. You know, as missionaries and as pastors and whatnot, and as anyone who steps out in faith to do what God wants them to do, we should never do it alone. Now, what is God calling you to do, and who can you bring with you? Don't do ministry alone. What is God calling you to do? They followed Jesus. They didn't even know where they were going, but they wanted to be where He was. You know, the ministry, what God's called me to do, is bigger than anything I can do. I think to say that, no, Brian's a missionary to Zambia, it makes it sound like we're going to go reach the whole country. And that would be nice, but highly improbable, you know. It's just not realistic to say, you know. But we'll go reach what God calls us to reach. But we can't do it alone. And I mean, a reason why we're here today, yes, we're here to encourage you in the ministry, the missions, and help get your heart jump-started for what makes God's heart beat. But truly, one of my motives is, man, will you pray for us? You know? Now, would you be one of those little ships that went with Jesus to where He was going? Would you be one of those little ships that would come with us in prayer? Would you pray for us? You know, I see your mission-minded church. You have missionaries through all the time, and I'm sure you've heard that before. No, pray for us, pray for us. You know, it's because we need it. We really, really do. And I trust when you grab prayer cards back there that you do pray for us. And you pray for your pastor. Pray for your staff who's doing the Lord's work. You know, missionaries are quitting all the time. You know, there's more people today living than there's ever been, and fewer people are going. And those that do go, a lot of them don't make it. They quit. They give up. You know, how in the world is the Great Commission going to be done when they're dropping like flies? You know, man, God's people, pray for us to help us do what God's called us to do. When you pray, God moves. Do you believe that? And do you believe prayer works? Okay, I do too. And my prayer life has grown a lot. But as a lot, it needs to grow further. But God answers prayer. When God's people pray, God moves. The mission that God has given us is bigger than we can do ourselves. Reaching our area is bigger than what pastor can do by himself. It takes all of us working together, all of us teaming up to do the Great Commission together. So would you pray for us? Would you partner with us in prayer that you might come with us? Now, it would be great some of you come to Africa. I know a lot of you won't physically go to Africa, but your prayers can come. Now, that's one way that you can give, and we've talked about that just this morning. Your finances can go to Africa, or can go to Japan, or can go to wherever. As I mentioned before, there's a lot of places in the world that, you know, I don't want to go. But I'm thankful that if somebody wants to go and start a church and share Christ, I'll be happy to give so they can go. as long as I don't have to go. But I always should be willing to go. But I'm thankful that I've had the opportunity to give over the years. And just on the side note, you know, my girls have been bugging me this week that they set aside money for missions. that I believe you can't start early enough teaching how to invest correctly. And they've been bugging me this week, can we give? Can we give? And we're not at our home church where they can give. So they'll be given what they've set aside for faith promise here today because we just happen to be here. And I say that not to be spiritual or something like that, but I'm just saying, you know, missions is important. It's important. It's important to the next generation and to teach them right. But your finances can go. And also, you can go. Now, as I said, I'm here trying to generate prayer support, but I'm also I feel like a ROTC recruiter. You know, is there anyone here today that you know maybe God's working on your heart to go? I'm excited to hear about the people that have been sent out of this church to go. Maybe there's others, and I pray you keep that in mind and your heart to be open. Is God working in my life that you know I believe He wants me to go somewhere? I don't know where. I don't understand it all, but maybe I can. Those are some ways you can be involved. You could be a little ship that goes where Jesus is going. So keep that in mind. If you're going to serve God, you've got to be willing to leave people behind, but also take people with you to get the work done. Thirdly here, if you look at verse 35, it says here, and the same day when the evening was come, He saith to them, let's pass over to the other side. You know, it was another thing to note here, that it was getting dark outside. It was getting evening time around dusk or something, and Jesus decides to go on a boat ride. I don't do much boating. I don't know much about going boating. I don't really think going out at dusk is the best time to go boating. I'm not quite sure, but you probably can't see very good. Your vision is real limited, and that's just not probably the best time to go. But that's when He decides to go. And I got to thinking too, if we're going to serve God, if we're going to be obedient to Him and what He's asked us to do, we've got to be willing to do it in darkness, not seeing, not knowing, not looking where we're going, you know? That's why it's called faith. You know, and I struggle with that, but I'm learning. But I have learned that the life of faith is the life to live. Not dependent on my bank account, not dependent on my retirement or whatever to help take care of me, although I do look into those, but having faith in the Lord to meet and supply every need we got. Now, we're very so thankful to give to Faith Promise for many, many years and still continue to do so. But we just recommit our commitment and gave something that we don't know how we're going to do it. Myself and Amanda. But since September of last year, God supplied it. Now, that's not something I could budget for. I could try. But God has been faithful as I have been faithful. A lot of times when God asks us to do things, we don't know how to do it. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know where it's going to come from. We don't know the process. We don't know how in the world it's going to come about. But God will take care of that. As I mentioned, I'm an engineer and I like to plan. There's just some things you can't plan for that God asks you to do. Amen? There's some things you just can't plan for. That's why it's called faith. You know, and I just want to encourage you today to be someone who would step out in faith not knowing the big picture. Is living by faith worth that to you? Is doing what God's asked you to do worth it? Now, God, I hear what you're telling me. I hear what the pastor's saying. I hear what you're telling me through your devotions. I believe you're wanting me to do this. I don't see how it's possible. It doesn't really make sense. I don't know. Will you do it not knowing the big picture? Look, folks, it's faith. Just step out. It's as simple as that. Just step out in faith. And whatever God has asked you to do, no ifs, ands, or buts, just do it. And have faith that God will keep His end of the bargain. Has He ever let you down before? Why would He start now? He's never let me down yet. Know what God's asked me to do. Now, Brian wants to go to Africa. Okay, great. How are we going to get there? And it's been a learning experience along the way. God's put us where He has us right now. And a year ago this month, I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't be able to tell you how we would have got where we are. I wouldn't know. And I've had people ask me before, well, Brian, what about... Now, what if this happens? What if this happens? Now, what about this situations and circumstances? you know, hell, sickness, war, country falls apart. No, what if all this happens? You know, and sometimes I just have to say, I don't know. I don't know. There are some things you just can't plan for. And a lot of people take that offensively and think that it's just poor planning on my part. But God's asked me to do this. I don't know how it's going to happen or how it's going to work out, but I just believe what He wants. Well, what if all this happens? I don't know. Well, they obviously haven't thought about it through all the way. They haven't planned it out. Poor planning. Watch them fall on their face. And I get that. And I believe you will too when you step out on faith. But look, God has been faithful. And He will be to you too. So we've got to be willing to obey Him in darkness when we don't know where we're going or how it's going to happen. How it's going to happen. And lastly here, if you look at verse 37, it says here, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You know, a lot of times through the Scriptures, storms and things like that represent obstacles in life. And I find true that when we step out in faith, notice that what I said there, when we step out in faith, obstacles come in our life, hindrances, attacks of the enemy, discouragements, roadblocks happen. And a lot of times we wonder, why is this coming? I'm doing what God wanted me to do. Why am I being hindered so much? What's going wrong? I don't understand. When you step out in faith. Now, I've seen that happen many, many times in friends and family who have been obedient to God before and things didn't work out like they thought they should. I'm doing what God wants me to do, but whoa, this is not what I signed up for. And they've gotten bitter at God. Now, I've got family like that that serve God, walk with God. Then the outcome of their obedience, they didn't like it. Me going to the mission field. And they've gotten bitter. That obstacle and that storm that they see in their life has they've taken it the wrong way and gotten bitter. And that's ruined many, many people. I want to challenge you today that you would let storms in your life make you better. And realize that when you step out in faith and you obey God and what He asks you to do, that hard times will come. It seems like the money won't be there to fulfill your faith promise. But be faithful. The ministry you're going to go start, it seems like no one wants to get on board with what you're doing. But be obedient to God. God's calling you around the world somewhere. You're not sure how you're going to get there. And it seems like everything's working against you. But you know God's called you to go. Keep going. I just want to encourage you to not obey God because you're scared of what might happen. What if I can't meet my commitment? What if this happens? What if these people get mad? What if this happens and we don't serve God because we think about all the obstacles that might come in our life? You know, I can't say that all deputation has been fun, has been easy, has been a bed of roses, and you know, it's just been peachy and wonderful the whole time. I wish I could tell you that, but it hasn't. And I'd be lying to you if I had tried to try to persuade you, oh yeah, you should do it. It's all great, no problems at all. No, I've had my fair share of problems and obstacles and things that have come my way through friends, family, circumstances. But I can't let that keep me from serving God. You work through it. That it makes you better. And I truly believe today that when we serve God and obstacles come our way and we let them make us better, that we become better people. If you look here at verses 39 and 40, that's exactly what I believe the disciples did. It says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? You know, I believe they let that storm make them better because, like I mentioned the other night, that they too again gained a new perspective on the Lord. That this storm that they were in allowed them to see Jesus work in their life that they otherwise would have never seen. Y'all, all the obstacles I've been in, all the family that I've made mad, and all the things that I've gone through, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't wish on anybody.
but I wouldn't change it because it's made me who I am. And it's, I've seen more of my Savior than I ever have. And He showed Himself faithful to me that when you step out in faith and be obedient to Him and you move out of what God asks you to do, He is faithful and He'll help you through the obstacles if it, and it will make you a better person. And He shows Himself to you in a real, personal, intimate way. And it's worth it. Although it doesn't seem like it at the time. But looking back on it, wow. Don't you want that today? Don't you want that today? Well, it starts, I believe, here with what Pastor has said. I believe it starts here. And whatever else God is asking you to do. But today, I just want to be an encouragement to you. What is it God has laid in your heart? And will you step out in faith and do it? Keep these things in mind. You'll have to leave people behind to do it. Not all of them are going to want to come with you. Whoa, you're being all holy and super spiritual. No, I don't want no part of that. Make you better than I am. You have to take some people with you to get the work done. You can't do it by yourself. And you'll have to do it not knowing the big picture and how it's going to work out. It just will. And you'll have to expect opposition. It's going to come. Are you going to let it make it bitter or better? I hope it makes it better. But what's God asking you to do today? And will you step out in faith? Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this morning, for Your Word. And I pray You challenge our heart in the area of obedience and that You would identify within us areas that we need to be obedient to You. Where You've asked us to do something for You, whether it be give, go, serve, or whatever, and You'd help us to serve You and move out in obedience to what You've asked us to do. In Jesus' name.